producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you, I am a boat rocker.
Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Got Bradley Dean here, and I also want to welcome all the lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys as well. Folks, we got lots to talk about, and what we're going to be talking about for the first hour is what Ben Carson had actually brought up just recently, where he said that it's false compassion concerning the welfare system. We talked a little bit about this during the week. We didn't really open it up, but we're going to do that first hour. And then second hour, we're going to talk about what happens to those people that actually win the lottery. Is it happiness, or is it, well, doesn't turn out the way that they thought it was going to turn out to be? I think you're going to be surprised. And then we're also going to talk about what do we give our time to and what's more important, hour two. But before we do that, folks, what I want to do is I want to jump over to sonsoflibertymedia.com. I also wanted to let you know that if you want to check us out online, you can go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com, or you can go over to Sons of Liberty Media, sonsoflibertymedia.com as well. And going over to our Facebook, Bradley Dean Double E, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, and Sons of Liberty Media on Facebook. Phone lines are going to be open for the next 2 hours, 1-866-582-9933. Again, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Folks, jumping over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, again, we have lots going on in the United States of America, of course. Destroying God in the Minds of Men, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Also found out that over in Tennessee, we have the Muslims using Alinsky tactics and attacking parents and representatives that are prohibiting the Islamic, well, what do I call it, the Islamic jihadists to make way in the United States of America, and they're using the front group CARE, who has Muslim ties, of course. Check that out on sonsoflibertymedia.com, and we can see that the apple doesn't fall too far from the tree, because we just recently found that even Obama, again, and we've known this for a long time concerning this criminal administration, that Obama says Christians are a threat to a national security. Folks, now are you beginning to understand what my friend from the CIA has been telling us? Do you understand now what he's trying to tell Americans, that he is the enemy? Do you understand what I'm talking about when I'm talking about perfect judgment in Deuteronomy 28, how a king will be appointed who is not one of us, will bring us over to another nation, how we'll be made the tail and they'll be made the head? Well, interestingly enough, folks, that's exactly what's happening. And he's blatantly coming out and calling forth now who the enemies are. We know that the DHS did that some time back. We know that the administration is now creating czars, which are unconstitutional, by the way, to basically deal with right-wing terrorists. When, in fact, the right-wing terrorists, let me tell you who they are. Let me define who they are. Those are the people that are magnifying the laws of the Constitutional Republic, in which we have Article 4, Section 4, against the crimes of this administration. And see, they don't like it, and it's nothing new under the sun, because when you read the Declaration of Independence, you'll find that King George, the tyrant King George that our forefathers threw off over 200 years ago, he called our forefathers terrorists. So again, keep in mind, there's nothing new under the sun. And I want to let you know, folks, that when you're beginning to see what's happening, what's transpiring here with the immigration of illegals into this country, namely the Somalians and these Islamic jihadists, you got to keep in mind, folks, that King George, even during the time of the revolution, was using mercenaries, foreign mercenaries, to attempt to destroy our founding forefathers. And so when you're seeing ISIS and ISIL and whatever they want to call it, it's all created, folks. You need to understand that it's only being used, folks, to attack, guess who? The right-wing terrorists, the Americans, the patriots, the conservatives. That's what this is all about. It's always been about that. And if we would listen to the whistleblowers, we'd have known that from the very get-go. But it's interesting how the state-controlled media wants to set the narrative, and they want you to believe that truth is stranger than fiction, when in fact it is not at all. See, folks, when truth comes about, it demands a response. And isn't it interesting that when truth demands a response, those that don't want to respond, they actually encourage the act of tyranny in the United States of America by believing the lie to their own demise. But I also want to let those people know that truth crushed to the earth will rise again. And, folks, I want to tell you something. It ain't over until the fat lady sings. And I don't see any fat ladies singing right now. And I still notice that we still have the freedom to do the right thing. So we are responding to that God-given gift. So, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we see again, friends, Hillary's, she's playing the underdog for a very purpose, and they're using her, folks, because she wants her administration back. You need to understand, she wants her administration back that her criminal husband established. And so Hillary Clinton is incapable of taking responsibility for anything. Folks, if the American people would take responsibility, Hillary Clinton wouldn't be in front of their faces talking about how she's trying to defend herself from these crimes that she allegedly has committed. And, folks, you better bet your bottom dollar she has committed them. And, again, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Oh, my goodness, goodness, goodness. Folks, here we have this. In our backyard, to our chagrin, there's a guy named Governor Mark Dayton, who we know that has ties with George Soros, who took money from George Soros in New York, along with the Clintons. And interestingly enough, the Minnesota governor, find another state if you don't want Muslim refugees coming to the state of Minnesota. Now, keep in mind, Mark Dayton was voted the worst senator in the history of America. And for some reason, strangely enough, he became the governor of the state of Minnesota, actually running against the guy, Tom Emmer, who, by the way, everybody seemed to love. But here again, it doesn't matter who does the voting. It does matter as to who does the counting, said Joseph Stalin. Again, another communist tactic. That's what's going on. But listen to what he said. There was a town hall meeting with over 100 people that showed up to question the governor and to ask him questions as to why are you opening the gates to a foreign enemy, namely the Islamic jihadists. Why are you opening the doors to 3,000 of them to come migrate in the state of Minnesota? And his response to those people, he said, well, let's get past the bigotry. Let's get past the racism. Let's get past the hate. Folks, when are you going to begin to understand this is how they browbeat people? When are you going to begin to understand that they're the ones attacking and not defending themselves? Remember Trotsky, Stalin's army commander during the revolution in Russia, came up with the tactic. And guess what the tactic is? Browbeat people. Browbeat people. Browbeat dissenters. How do you do that? Attack them. Call them racist. This is a communist tactic, friends. Wake up. We're going to be right back after
this
break.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together. Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, two of our top priorities are providing quality food at a reasonable price and protecting your security. When you call 800-700-2184, we will never record your phone call and never ask for your personal information, like how much food you have stored or where you keep it. We'll also never store your credit card information and email address on a computer. Your email address will never be shared or sold. We'll never limit the number of boxes you can purchase. We'll never use outside packers or use relabeled food from another company. Our meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and everything is packed with oxygen absorbers and Mylar pouches under our direct supervision at our plant in Oregon. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from the producers in Oregon and then passing the savings on to you. Call 800-700-2184 and purchase our 30-day 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit our website, 30dayfoodsupply.com, or call 800-700-2184. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com at 800-700-2184.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, 1-866-582-9933. Talking about some of the content on Sons of Liberty Media.com, we find that Fox News CIA expert Wayne Simmons arrested. Why he was arrested is even more interesting because the CIA is literally denying that he was ever a part of the CIA. According to federal prosecutors, his claims of a 27-year career with the CIA were lies, and it was only by repeating such falsehoods that Simmons was able to briefly get actual security clearances and real government contracting work in more recent years. There's another one for you on Fox, friends. What is going on in this country? What is going on in this country? This is just crazy, crazy stuff. Marvel Comics, sonsoflibertymedia.com. New villains are conservatives. New Captain America beats up Republicans. This is all aimed at the Christian constitutionalists in this country. Did you not hear the fact that they just created an unconstitutional czar to go basically hunt down right-wing terrorists? Huh? Who are those right-wing terrorists, America? My goodness. Can ignore the truth for so long, but sooner or later, friends, the Lord's going to have your full attention. You can rest assured. You can rest assured. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Trader in Chief Barack Hussein Obama has shuffled the players in the army to ensure that deserter Bo Bergdahl will get no jail time. Do you not see this administration for what it is, friends? You are under attack, America. You are under attack. Legitimizing Hillary's crimes, that's what the state-controlled media is attempting to do as she leads the opposition. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Alabama judge urges state Supreme Court to ignore Supreme Court. Folks, did you hear what I just said? An Alabama judge that understands his position is urging other state Supreme Court members to ignore the Supreme Court. For why? For their acts of tyranny. Usurpation, overreaching, unconstitutionality, unlaw. This is a guy that knows what he's talking about, and he's trying to tell the American people, hello, it's unconstitutional, therefore null and void, it's illegal, this is un-American, this is a part of a global scheme, hello. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, sanctuary cities released 9,000 criminal illegals in 9 months, and they're told not to turn them over to the feds for deportation. What's happening, America? Wow. Let's play stupid for a little bit longer. Let's see if, you know, if we just ignore this, if it's going to go away. No, the only thing going away, America, are your freedoms and your kids. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, Obama unconstitutionally sends U.S. troops to Cameroon Monday, informs recessed Congress Wednesday. In other words, he didn't ask for permission. He didn't ask for permission. How far has it gone? Well, in Tennessee, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, Tennessee introduces new bill to stop Islamic indoctrination into public schools. Really? Well, that's why it's come to this, America, because you've ignored international baccalaureate. You thought that was a joke? Well, now we're finding out it's not a joke. That was contrived in 1968. And keep in mind, just to prove the point, friends, the state-controlled media was right there saying, if you question international baccalaureate, you're a conspiracy theorist. How's that working out for you in 2015? And then the American turned their back as No Child Left Unindoctrinated came about under George W. Bush, which means they're shooting and aiming for the floor rather than the stars. Equalizing the playing field. It's called communism, friends. And now, because America ignored that, furthermore, the American people are dropping their kids off at the school gate to be indoctrinated. Now they've been so emboldened, America, to come up with something called Common Core, which is a confusion within itself. How do you explain it? You can't. It's not created by education, educators, friends. It's created by bureaucracies. It's a moneymaker. They're creating slaves is what they're doing. And they're in hopes that you'll just keep ignoring it a little bit longer and a little bit longer and a little bit longer. Because sooner or later, America, it's all going to be gone. And then you're going to stand back, America, and you're going to say, I wish I would have when I had the time. That's what everybody says after the fact. Tennessee introduces new bill to stop Islamic indoctrination into public schools. Are you kidding me? For 14 years, you're told that your enemy are the Muslims, and now all of a sudden they're coming into your public schools in a program or an organization called CARE, who folks, by the way, membership is so small, I'm embarrassed to tell you the numbers. And yet the state-controlled media is blowing them up like they're all that in a bag of chips. And then they have governors, which are connected with criminals, known international criminals, like George Soros here in the state of Minnesota, Mark Dayton, the biggest loser known to mankind, literally. He tells the people, you know, when the people are asking him the question, why are you letting all these immigrants come in here? And the American people, they sit down because they don't want to be a bigot and they don't want to be a hater and they don't want to be whatever they call you, not understanding that that's a communist tactic, is to browbeat them as dissenters because they're not agreeing with our totalitarian government that we want to establish. And these useful idiots don't realize that when they lie, for those that lie and kill, at length they're going to be killed. And that's why they're called useful idiots. And who called them useful idiots? Vladimir Lenin did. This is history, America. This is history. Town of 4,000 finds out it will receive 3,000 migrants. If you don't like hosting refugees in your town, you can leave the country, said this governor. By calling them names. Folks, that's all this administration has been doing since day one, is calling you names. Creating racial division that doesn't exist in America up until this administration. And if there was any, it was very little. That's water under the bridge. I'm not seeing it all across the boards, friends. See, they hate those that abide by the law. That's why they're attacking you. Because the law exposes their crime at every turn, friends. That's why they hate guys like me. That's why they harass guys like me. That's why they attack my website like guys like me, friends. Because they don't want you getting the information that you're getting right now. Because I'll tell you, the voice of SonsOfLibertyRadio.com is the voice of conscience, and you know what I'm telling you is true. But it's what the conservatives are unwilling to tell you. It's what the church is unwilling to tell you. They want to believe that this too will pass. Yeah, it will pass. But not in the direction that we want it to pass. Folks, I was talking about how we're going to talk about, well, something that Ben Carson actually brought up, which was true. I just want to give you my take, friends, if you don't mind, on Ben Carson. The man's a genius. If you haven't seen his true story, Healing Hands, see it. He seems like a super cool guy. He seems like a sweetheart of a guy. But, folks, he's not made out of the stuff that presidents are made out of. Just like the guy that's in the White House now. In a completely black and white contrast, good and evil contrast, holy undefiled contrast, or defiled contrast, folks. Good and evil. I'm not even trying to put them in parallel in that sense. Now, this is like a saint versus the devil, right? But what I'm saying, folks, is Ben Carson doesn't have the internal fortitude to lead the world. And by the way, he's not called to do that. America and the American people are to do that with their president. And we're not called to go police other countries the way that the United States of America has been doing for decades. But Ben Carson, well, of course, was called into question by the state-controlled media about welfare. You know, oh, by the way, before I jump on this, I want you to understand that all of the bad things happening in America today, I want you to understand that you are paying for your own demise. What, for example, when the Muslims are coming over into America illegally, your sworn enemies, say they, I want you to understand that you're paying for them to live in America. You are paying for them to have dinner. You are paying for their housing. You are paying for their transportation. You are paying for their schooling. That's what this administration is doing, friends. He is baiting them to come into America on your dime to give away that which is not his to give away. That's tyranny, friends. But again, America, I want you to understand that every turn, if you haven't noticed yet, you are being repaid to your face for every single thing that you tolerate, because at length, you're working to support it. That is, if you have a job. We're going to take a quick break, and we're going to get to what Ben Carson said when he blasted the welfare and the welfare system as false compassion. But I want to tell you something, friends. He was right on the money. I'll expound when we get back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Don't
complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The legendary Dr. Joel Wallach, heard on Alex Jones, George Norrie, Benny Hinn, and so many more, is on his 90 for Life tour, and you can see him live and in person Monday, October 26, 6:30 p.m. at the Unity Village, 1901 Northwest Blue Parkway, Unity Village, Missouri. Don't miss this incredible event. Call 615-389-7733 to reserve your seats today. That's 615-389-7733.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I'm the president of the largest private news and research network in the world. And I paid for this airtime because I have an important message to the American people. There's a change coming that the government isn't telling you about. This change has deep implications for life in America, from where you shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. Thing is, I was right then, too. A few years ago, I warned that housing prices would collapse. They did. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash. They did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all.
You can watch the video for free right now by going to dollardownfall.com. Again, that's dollardownfall.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty Media.com. Sons of Liberty Radio.com, 1-866-582-9933. Hour two, folks, we are going to be talking about what happened to some folks that won the lottery. Was it a good ending or was it a bad ending? I think you're going to be surprised. And then during the end of hour two, we're going to talk about what is it that we give our time to, and is it the most important things that we give our time to? So, anyways, without further ado, folks, I want to talk about this comment that Ben Carson made when he said that welfare is false compassion. He's exactly right. It's false compassion. What should be stated right above the heads of those that go into the welfare building in Minneapolis or any other city in the United States of America, it should say, as Scripture tells us, that if you don't work, you don't eat. Americans have been convinced that welfare today is to help those that can't help themselves. And you're supposed to work while they don't work. And what happens is government gets in there and then they steal away and reallocate your tax dollars to support them that don't work. And isn't it interesting how you sit and listen to these devils on stage, literally, these thieves on stage, talking about what they're going to give away free to those that come to America? Look at how they're trying to allure foreigners to come in from the southern border, friends. Look at how they're alluring Muslims from other nations to come into America. What are they doing? They're promising them benefit. They're taking from the haves and giving to the have-nots. And again, friends, this is nothing new under the sun. You know, one time I was, this is 20 years ago, and I owned a lawn service. And I remember I was in North Minneapolis, and I was in the rock and roll scene. This is right before I got saved. And interestingly enough, I used to take a 22-inch lawnmower and go around cutting grass just so I could eat that day. Because I wasn't going to degrade myself to go to the welfare department to ask them for money for support when I was willing and able-bodied to work. And I was living the rock and roll lifestyle, and I worked for whatever I had. And it was interesting because I had this black beat-up pickup truck. I'll never forget it. Repulsive-looking it was indeed. But you know what? It had a motor, and it got me from point A to point B. And I had an idea. I thought, you know what? I could start a lawn service, and I did really well with it. But what I did is I made some really cool signs, A-plus signs, and then I started dropping off flyers in wealthier areas in Minnesota because I wanted to get some good yards. I wanted to prove what I could do. And I didn't care what it was, as long as it was moral and upright. And I remember going into Bloomington, Minnesota, where they had these million-dollar homes. And I remember going up and knocking on a guy's door, and I gave him a really cool car. And I'll tell you what I didn't want to see, a business card with my cool sign on it. And what was interesting is I tried to hide my truck because I was so embarrassed of how it looked. Again, I just wanted the opportunity to prove myself because I wasn't going to put myself on welfare. And I remember knocking on this guy's door, and I'll never forget it as long as I live. He was one of the best friends God has ever given me, and what was funny about it is I never met him a day in my life. I knocked on his door, and I looked inside, and I said, man, nice place. And I looked at him, and I said to him, I said, it must be rough. And he looked at me, and he was angry, and he was angry for the right reasons because he said, hey, Bradley. And he said it with some attitude and a little vulgarity, and I deserved everything he gave me, by the way. But he said, I haven't slept for 7 years. I have been working day and night so I can have the things that you just looked at and said it must be rough. You have no idea how rough it was to get into the position that I am. Boy, oh boy, did I learn a lesson that day. And I remember he gave me the job because I believed that he knew that I was listening to him. And in fact, friends, I was listening to him. I was listening to the reproof and for the correction and for the instructions in righteousness so I could prosper in the things that I was called to do for that particular time in my life. I remember doing his yard. He finally gave me the job. I'd cut his grass. I would do his fall cleanup. And he'd call me and tell me, Bradley, why don't you come out and look at your job that you did? You said you were done. I said, yeah, I'm done. I did my job. And he said, no, come on out. Do it again. And it was a big yard, friends, and I ended up doing his whole yard again, two times. And I remember after I did it the second time, he called me a third time and he said, hey, Bradley, when are you going to come out and finish the yard? And I said to him on the phone, as a foolish young individual, I said, what is your problem? He said, you know what? One thing that I've always learned is, he goes, no matter what I do in life, I'm successful for one reason. He said, what I do it better than anybody else, and I do better than anybody else when nobody's looking. I do the job whereas I would want someone to do the job for me, I do it that way for them. You mean do unto others as you'd have them do unto you? And you know what? I called that man back and I apologized because I then and there understood that he was raising the bar to perfection so I could be successful at the very things that I was doing. And I want to tell you something, friends. I was willing to do it. I was willing to do whatever it took, and I still am, to get on top of my game. I want to be the best at what I do. And that also goes without saying that God has chosen the foolish things of the world to confound that which is wise. So if you find fault, hey, I'll be the first one to raise my hand that I'm one of those guys. But you know what? I'm being perfected as I continue on the road of correction. See, correction is grievous to those that forsake the way. And we're going to be talking about welfare. And guess what welfare recipients are? A good portion of them, a good majority of the portion of welfarers, folks, they are well and able to work, but they don't want to work. They're lazy, they're slothful, and they want to live off the dime and live off the backs of those that are willing to work. And they love the government as the government is creating dependence off the welfare state. They love this criminal administration because what they don't realize is they're playing the useful idiot. They are being created. They are bought and paid for on your working back, America. You do need to understand that. And I'll tell you what, you might be amazed as to those that are on welfare. Don't you remember when Pelosi, at the beginning of Barack Hussein, Barry Satoro's term, don't you remember they wanted to give workman comp for 99 weeks? Guess why were they were doing that, friends? Because they were creating dependence. Man, that government's willing to let me sit around for 99 weeks. I'm going to vote for them again. See, most people didn't figure that out, did they? No, they didn't. If they would have just simply listened to the Lord, Jesus Christ, my big brother, they would have understood what was going on right then and there, discerning good and evil, and those that were good and evil. Those that don't work, they shouldn't eat. Those that don't work shouldn't eat. It says that right at the beginning of the Constitution, it's called the preamble of the Constitution of the United States of America. It says, we the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, all 50 states, what's the first thing? Establish justice. Most people in this country don't know right from wrong. How do they establish justice? See, if they were to establish justice, they wouldn't have a criminal administration right now in the White House, would they? Nope. And now they're trying to target those that are magnifying the law because they don't want to be exposed for their crime. They think they've got it in the bag. Nope, they don't have it in the bag, friends. We're still here. Preamble of the Constitution of the United States, to establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare. The general welfare. Exemption from any unusual evil or calamity, the enjoyment of peace and prosperity, or the ordinary blessing of society and civil government applied to states. Welfare defined Webster's 1828. I didn't hear, well, welfare was defined out as to be to give to those that don't work. A bunch of lazy good-for-nothings. Oh, and by the way, I do have to tell you, friends, I got to be candid about this. I was raised as a welfare kid. My dad was MIA. My mom was a workaholic, so she got some type of welfare from the state to support us for what our dad left off. And I'm ashamed of it. And I'm sure my mom was ashamed of it as well. My mom was a workaholic doing what my dad should have been doing, but he wasn't. You know, I remember seeing a true story of Cinderella Man. And it got so low back in the 30s, 20s and 30s, that he had to go and ask all of his friends, shamefacedly, and he had no reason to be, he had to go ask all of his friends for help. And I can feel this too, friends. And at one point, he had to go and get welfare. Because there is a few out there that really do need our help, friends. But as you're going to find out in just a couple minutes, you're going to find out that it's easily, hands down, the majority are unwilling to work. But going back to the Cinderella Man, that true story of a boxer who came to the bottom during the 20s and the 30s, where he ended up going to the welfare department and got to get some support from the government. And interestingly enough, he famously, after he won the heavyweight championship of the world, he took all that money and he paid it back. Where are those guys? He took the money after he won the heavyweight championship of the world, Joe Braddock, and he gave it back. That's a man that loves his country. That's a man that was thankful for the help that he got when he needed it. But America is not in that position. America's in the position to get a little more of what they got coming to them when they ain't got nothing coming to them. And I want to tell you why they ain't got nothing coming to them. Because they ain't willing to work for it. That's why. And I'm sick and tired of it. How are you about that, America? 1-866-582-9933. We're going to come right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Yes, this is Sarah from Abilene, Texas, and I am just letting the world know that I do feel Bradley Dean should run for president, bringing God back to our country, getting rid of all the liars, spreading the word of the Constitution, letting people know what their rights are, and waking America up. Bradley Dean for president.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimpliSafeDefense.com. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey System. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. So how poor is America? Talking about the welfare state. Millions and millions and millions and millions of welfare recipients in this country. And most of people felt that, well, you know, during the second run for the presidency at the RNC, they felt that... You know, there's no way Barack is going to win, man. Look at all these. This is the conservatives talking. You know, there's no way he's going to be able to win the second, you know, round here, man. Because I'll tell you what, look at all these welfare cases he's created. I said to him, I said, are you kidding me? I mean, as stupid as, folks, you can't fix stupid. You can't fix stupid. I said, you don't understand what he's doing. He's creating dependencies upon the government from these people. He's taking away from those that are working and giving them to those that don't want to work. He's not losing, he's winning. And he really believed that within himself that he, man, we got this thing, man. You know, this golden calf of ours, man, it's going to keep going on. And you know what? There is going to be an Elvis concert tonight. And I had to tell him Elvis died in 1977 as well. You know, they just want to party, party on, man. They want to live their lives as usual, and they want the same results. Hey, those that remain ignorant will not remain free. Did you know that 80% of poor households have air conditionings? In 1970, only 36% of all Americans had it. 80% of poor households in America have air conditioning. That's how poor America is. 92% of poor households have a microwave, two-thirds have at least one DVD player, and 70% in America have a DVR. That's how poor America is. 75% of the poor in America have a car or truck. 31% have 2 to 3 cars. Folks, I work 24/7. I have an 09. I have one vehicle. 80% of poor adults and 96% of poor children were never hungry at any time during the year because they could not afford food. Did you hear what I just said? 80% of poor adults and 96% of poor children were never hungry at any time during the year because they could not afford food. That's how poor America is. Nearly two-thirds, 63.7%, of the poor people in America have cable or satellite television. Folks, I remember being around that particular area in Minneapolis. I was raised in North Minneapolis. That was the hood, as you would know it, or as it would be called. But it was interesting how a lot of these people, they'd get their welfare checks and then they'd sell them. They'd get their checks and they'd go out and buy drugs. They'd have four kids. The state loved that because, again, they were creating more dependency. How poor is America? Half have a personal computer. You know how much those things cost, friends. How poor is America? More than half of poor families with children have a video game system such as Xbox or PlayStation. I don't have one of those. I know those games are very expensive, so I'd ask the question, where are you getting the money for that? I mean, we know the devil himself was giving away free cell phones. Why was he doing that? Isn't it interesting how these people in government, they give everything away that's not theirs to give? Isn't it interesting how they create bureaucracies which are unconstitutional and therefore illegal? Folks, the American government has gotten so far out of hand concerning bureaucracy, it sickens me to the core. They have no business with their hands in 99% of the things that they got their hands in. That's a fact. And if you would like to contend for that, I would love for you to show me where in the Constitution it gives them the authority to do the things that they're doing. It's not there. That's why they never talk about the Constitution. They hate law. Law is the obstacle. It's the stumbling block to these people. How poor is America? Just under half of the poor in America have internet access. I guarantee it's a lot higher than that. How poor is America? A third have a widescreen plasma or LCD TV. The poor. I'll tell you what, when I hit the rock bottom and I knew nobody was going to do anything for me, I knew I had to do it for myself. And that was a blessing. You know, I know friends and I have them. And as a matter of fact, I'll share a couple of these stories with you because I don't know why it's been my lot in life to have these people around me. But when I was raised with he was my best friend for a long time. And he was a welfare kid and his lot was the same as mine. His dad left his mom. And it was interesting because after his mom met an individual who owned a company who was a millionaire in the state of Minnesota, it was interesting because once he went from welfare status to rich status, it seems like he forgot where he came from real quick. But one thing I noticed, it never left him. Why? Because he never had to work for anything. For example, if I wanted roller skates, guess what, friends? I had to get up at 3 o'clock in the morning, 4 o'clock in the morning, in the middle of the winter in the state of Minnesota to go throw papers in front of doors with my mom if I wanted to buy them. And I'll tell you what, I'd get those urethane wheels, but they'd be painted blue. They weren't the best of the best, but they were the best of the best to me. And I'd have these black vinyl skates to go roller skating with. He would see that. He'd go get his mom's credit card, and he would go get the black leather uppers with these see-through urethane wheels. If I wanted clothes at the age of 14, I had to go out and get a job to work for whatever I had. The clothes I had to buy them. When he would see that, he would go get his mama's credit card, and he would go to one of the biggest shopping malls in Minnesota and South Minneapolis, and he'd go buy himself some brand new jeans on his mom's credit card. And I realized years later, he's still living that way. And everything I have, folks, I want to tell you something. It is a fight every single step of the way. But there's nothing in my life that I can't say I didn't work for. And I thank God for everything I have. And I treat it as such. I remember when I got a car concerning my best friend growing up, I went out and got this car. It was just the biggest piece of junk. It was white. It was a Firebird. Had rust all over the back of it. But I'll tell you what, I took such good care of that car. People would be like, Bradley, why are you cleaning it again? Because it's the only thing I've got. And what I have, I worked for it. And I remember for my best friend's graduation, his parents went out and bought him a brand new Toyota. And in parallel, I want you to understand the contrast. The way that I took care of that rotten-looking car that I had, I treated that car better than he ever treated his brand new Toyota. And isn't it interesting when people have to work for things, they actually fight for them. And there's a blessing there. But people that get things handed to them, they treat it as such. They don't care. And that's exactly what the welfare state has developed in this country. And they're hurting people rather than they're helping people. They're creating dependence, folks, and you need to understand that this is purposed. How poor is America? A third have a widescreen plasma or LCD TV, as I said. One in every four has a digital video recorder, such as TiVo. The average American in poverty has more living space than the average non-poor European. So I want to take this back real quick. Folks, you see all these migrants coming, these immigrants coming into America to migrate illegally? They're living off your dime. And you know what the end of this is going to be? They're going to come in and they're going to destroy your country. And I want to tell you why. Because they didn't have to fight for this country. They didn't have to conquer in any sense of the word. They didn't have to sweat. They didn't have to bleed. They didn't have to die. And folks, that's the blessing of those that have to work. There's a different mentality. There's a liberation there that welfare folks don't have and they don't want to have it. Liberty to them is licentiousness. And I want to tell you what, it is ignorance that breeds such a mentality. But how poor is America? America's not poor, friends. Isn't it interesting? We're so poor. At every turn, you see skyscrapers going up. Well, Bradley, it's all credit. No, I don't believe that. I believe we've been lied to about the economy for years for the very purpose that when it takes a dive, you're going to believe what the government tells you. There's a lot of wealth in this country, America. And I want to tell you something. We got hour two coming up, and don't miss it, friends, because I'm excited to get to this part because there's some great information, and I guarantee you, you've never heard it before. But what of gamblers? What happened after they won the lottery? Hour two coming up.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. you can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.